This is CliffCentral.com.
Fear's a powerful thing. I mean, it's got a lot of firepower. If you can figure out a way to wrestle that fear, to push you from behind rather than stand in front of you, that's very powerful.
I have a dream.
Multiplying leadership. Moving society the millennial way.
You don't want to end up going after goals and dreams and neglect yourself.
People take it to the moon, take it to the skies. How many people you know can take it this far?
Welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform with your host, Bongani Tau.
12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Than you did.
Youth Leadership Platform.
Just like that, we have landed. It's the biggest youth show on cliffcentral.com, Youth Leadership Platform, with your host at Simply Bongani across all social media platforms. I am Bongani Tau, and today we are joined by two amazing women, Phumzile Mthembu, who is the founder of Incwedi, a company that specializes in manufacturing organic products. And I think their prime product that they produce is coconut oil at that. So we're going to get into her life, as she brought her brand ambassador as well, Gina Shabangu, who will be taking us through her journey of entrepreneurship, leadership, some of the challenges that she has been facing from inception of the company, winning multiple awards and prizes, the launch of the product, the official launch of the product, and as well, we're going to get to know what it's like to start a manufacturing company and what it takes for a manufacturing company to thrive or succeed in the South African economy, especially now that we are seeing a lot of decline in sales from a lot of companies, and profits and margins are on a down low for a lot of companies. Some of the companies have had to shut down. I mean, Destiny is one of those companies that unfortunately had to close its doors to the public and to the workers alike. But it's there's a promise. It's, you know, South Africa is a developing country, and I think in, you know, the rise of the new leadership that we have in Cyril Ramaphosa, amongst other leaders that have taken control of this ship, we ought to believe and hope that they will do justice to our economy and help us to really rise to the occasion, because it's time for Africa. I mean, Africa has been at the back, but our history obviously starts with us being emperors and empresses in a thriving continent where all the continents really flock to get supplies, to get education, to get really everything that they needed, and then decline and then colonization. But, you know, the future right now needs to take us back to our roots. And Youth Leadership Platform has been dedicated to bringing you guests that have epitomized that, who have risen to the occasion, who have come from very disadvantageous backgrounds or have faced many challenges, but through it all, they've found ways and means to win. Without any further ado, let me introduce you to my two wonderful guests. We'll do a quick mic check. Phumzile, welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much.
Gina as well, welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. So we'll start off with a brief intros, and just to acclimatize our listeners to who you are and what do you do?
Oh, okay. My name is Phumzile Mthembu. I am a founder of Incwedi Organic Products. We now manufacturing coconut oil,
okay,
to be specific. The company started last year, and my journey of entrepreneurship started way back in 2014,
okay,
formally.
Sure.
I did different businesses, and now I just found my passion, and I've pitched the product. I've won sessions.
Okay.
Pitching sessions.
Okay. Before you get a lot into the meat of the conversation, Gina, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Okay. My name is Gina. Professionally, I'm a beauty therapist, so I'm all about beauty. I love being beautiful.
Okay.
So I think the reason why Pumzile chose me as a brand ambassador is because I make no mistake. I just want to look beautiful every day.
Sure.
But the idea came from, I've worked for Zuri Wellness.
Okay.
So I was the face of Zuri Wellness, of course, because I love taking pictures and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it inspired Upumzile to call me as her brand ambassador.
Interesting. Okay. Take us through your histories. Let's start where were you born? Where did you grow up? What school did you go to? And some of the ambitions that you had as a child.
Okay, it's amazing because I was brought up by a single parent.
Okay.
And my school life, I went to different schools. Each and every year I was changing schools due to my mom had to move now and then due to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I started actually being that having that entrepreneurial spirit at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
In primary, I was selling sweets. So take my pocket money or allowance and buy sweets stock and sell it to other kids. And then throughout my school life, I've been doing that.
Sure.
And then I went to Binoni and I also sold your pine gel, your dishwasher and all that. I worked for other manufacturing companies in detergents.
Sure.
Yeah, my life has been so hectic. I did door to door as well.
Sure.
So ilangaling she's a strong. Ilangaling she's a strong, and I've learned a lot.
Sure.
And now I'm doing Hingwedi, and there's a lot of potential because we don't have a lot of manufacturers in South Africa.
Sure.
We have most of our product or most of our food are being imported to South Africa.
Okay.
So I thought to myself, why not produce instead of consuming? I noticed we consume a lot. You go and buy your chicken, your maize meal and everything, but we don't produce as black women or young people.
Sure.
So I thought of producing something. Last year, I got blessed with, me and my husband, we got blessed with a very beautiful, handsome boy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we faced the challenge. He had eczema.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to clinics, doctors, they couldn't help him. And I thought of, you know what, I need to get out of this comfort zone that I'm in now. I cannot get help and my son is actually feeling pain.
Sure.
And I did the coconut oil and I applied it into his skin and he was healed till today. He has not had the eczema or skin irritations. So I thought, why not share it to other women?
Mm-hmm.
And I did clinics, schools and all that. They loved the product and I started selling just like that. And my journey of Ingwedi just started like that. I went to Ekasileb Innovation Hub.
Okay.
They incubated me.
Sure.
And Ekasileb Tembisa.
Okay.
Gaugelo is the manager there. And they organized a business seminar for us. And APSA was actually sponsoring that a business summit. So we pitched, and I won. And it was like, what? Which means this thing is actually going far.
Sure.
And I started believing in the business. I did a lot of research. I did a lot of rehearsal. I practiced my pitch each and every day. I would actually dream of me pitching.
Sure.
I went to Youth Ideas Development, which is a new product that I will be part of this year, starting from next month, the 4th. Yes, I also won the pitch there. my gen is actually growing. Today I'm at Cliff Central.
Yes. Gina, let's hear a bit about you. Where did you grow up? What are some of your ambitions as a young girl?
Okay, so I was born in Tembisa.
Sure.
Here in South Africa, but originally my parents are from Mozambique.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay.
Even me, my childhood, it's very close to Pumzile because my mother, she used to sell from Mthambeka Primary School, and that's how we were raised. You know, like being a black child, you need to work and sweat for you to get something. So. Sure. My mom always taught us that you need to work for whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I always worked. For example, if you want something like maybe shoes, you will have to do extra to impress your mother. So that's how I grew up. And I forgot to mention that I'm also an entrepreneur.
Sure.
So when I did beauty, it was more for wanting to start something of my own.
Okay.
But because obviously... with us, it nothing like you don't get things as simple as the others.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to work first, and I'm just glad that my journey also has led me into Ingwedi. I also believe so much in it.
Sure,
when
sure.
Upumzile told me about it, I was like, wow, actually, like, you know, in school, when you do beauty, you learn about herbs, you learn about other things like products, manufacturing products. And so I believed in it so much because I had learned about how good the coconut oil is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was more for... I think she also found other things that she didn't know about coconut oil from me because I did it in school and we were encouraged to also apply it on our hair, on our skin, on like when you want to lose weight or whenever you like. I also studied a lot of things so that I know what is exactly coconut oil. But I think the push is to encourage us to use natural products because they are more of unlike AMA products which are processed. Coconut oil, it's just a pure oil.
Mm-hmm.
You won't expect to have the side effects or after effects because it's just pure.
So tell me this, you studied marketing, Pumzile, and you worked at a couple of corporations, right?
Yes.
So why coconut oil in particular when you decided to venture into business?
Okay. I wanted help for my son.
Okay.
So I was looking for help from my son.
Sure.
So I wanted to see my son well. And I would see that he's a very handsome boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see his skin healthy.
Sure.
And coconut oil, I've learned about it. I researched it. And it amazed. It stood out for me.
Mm-hmm.
It stood out. It's something that stood out. And it was like, here am I. I'm here. And and I loved it. I fell in love with coconut oil.
Sure.
So... I've noticed that a lot of young women, we tend to use products that they have or contain chemicals.
Sure.
And when I started using coconut oil myself and I started noticing my skin actually having like a certain image that I didn't know of, that actually I'm beautiful. I don't actually need I don't actually need all these face masks and all that.
Sure.
With coconut oil, I can just apply it in the morning. My face is healthier and it's hydrated. So yeah.
So what began as you wanting help for your son turned into a profitable business.
Very profitable.
That could sustain your family. How interesting and how intriguing of a story. So now take us through the process of taking, do you use actual coconuts and what's the process like?
Okay, I use raw
without material. Obviously revealing your IP.
Yes. Yes, I actually do everything. Homemade. The coconut is homemade. I don't use any machines or what. So I work from home, from my kitchen. I use my hands. So everything is manual.
Okay.
Yes. I use raw material, raw coconut.
Okay.
So it's the actual coconut.
Sure.
So it's a very huge process, cause, and everything is natural. It's very natural.
Okay.
I've learned that you can produce the milk from the process as okay. well. Coconut milk, coconut flakes, coconut cream, and all those things, other coconut products. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to hide my IP.
Yes.
When telling that, but yeah.
How long does it take for you to from start to the actual finished product?
It's 24 hours.
Oh, it's 24 hours.
Yes, since well I'm doing everything manually, but once I get your machinery or the business grows,
okay,
I will do everything in an hour.
Really?
Yes.
So saving you about 23 hours altogether.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So how much of the product can you produce in that 24 hours?
In that 24 hours, I'm able to produce plus minus 15 products.
Okay.
Per day.
Okay.
Yes, and then with machinery, I can produce 700.
Okay.
500 mils bottles. Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm looking into investing in those assets.
Sure, sure.
Yes, yes.
So with the current influx or current clients or clientele that you have, what are some of the trends that you're seeing in terms of where buying and selling is concerned? Is the demand growing, and how is it growing?
Yo, people, they're like crazy.
Really?
They're like, you know what? I want the coconut now. Please bring it now. You say coconut what? I'm like, no, Joe, I'll bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the clientele is growing. Dramatically, it's growing. And I don't even have, I just do the online marketing
okay.
now.
Okay.
And when I go out to do your outreach and all that,
sure.
people get crazy, especially in the township.
Interesting.
They get crazy. They've been looking for the product and it's here, and I just need to deliver to them, which is what I do now. And I have your repeated customers
sure.
that they actually buy the coconut. Some of them, they no longer use sunflower oil. They use coconut oil for their food, because we also have the cooking oil.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's growing.
So on a weekly basis, do you have an estimate of how many bottles do you sell, or how many clients do you service?
Okay, it depends, because now the challenge of the business is it's raw material.
Okay.
So I'm getting my raw material from Mozambique.
Oh, okay.
Which sometimes takes time
to
actually arrive into to my house. Then I do all the processing and all that. So it's plus minus 60 clients per week. If clients like they ordering 60 mm-hmm. clients per week, which is actually good for a business that
sure,
just started.
Sure.
It's not even a year.
Yes.
Old years.
I mean, 60 a week. You multiply that by four is about 22,400 yeah. people.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's still more coming. Some of them, they haven't yet received their product due to raw material.
Sure.
But it's a very long list of individuals that want their oil.
Interesting.
Especially in the township. When we do product education with Gina, we get a lot of phone calls and I start panicking.
Sure.
Like, oh, actually, this business is scaring me because
yeah.
I can see the potential. I can see Inwedi going international.
Sure.
Yes.
So, Gina, take us through some of the benefits of actually using coconut on your skin.
You know, the reason why the product is selling, it's actually selling itself. Because, you know, I've realized that a lot of people don't have information on the products that we have, or on the natural plants that we have.
Sure.
So once you go out and you tell people of the benefits, then they start learning, or they start seeing the need for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, recently I just posted, did you know that coconut oil can help you lose weight? And, you know, the inboxes were just humongous.
We're crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I had to explain that the coconut oil, it has this acid, not acid, it has this
Yeah, it's lauric acid.
Yeah, the acid, it's lauric acid. It has a lauric acid. So the reason why people, there's a lot of things which affect our bodies. You'd find, someone doesn't exercise that much because they are tired. They feel tired, their body's weak and all that. And then others, they eat a lot, which is maybe the reason why they would gain weight. But I've realized that, or with the research that we've done, we found out that coconut oil has this acid called lauric acid. There in our bodies, there's something called the pathogen and the non-pathogen. There's non-pathogenic and the pathogenic bacteria in a body. One is needed and the other is not needed. So with the pathogenic
bacteria,
they are needed in our bodies. And they're not needed. They're not needed in our bodies. So there's something called yeast and fungus, which is found in our body. When you have that, or when you have much access of that, you would find good. You feel tired. You feel drained. You feel you don't have the energy to do anything. So that product, which is called the acid called the lauric acid, it helps kill that bacteria in our body. So imagine if you cook with coconut oil. When you have maybe amounts of coconut oil in your body, you help kill those germs, those bacteria. So I would normally encourage people to use it to cook, or just use it on your snack. Just take a coconut oil in the morning, use it for breakfast. You know, you can also just take a spoon of coconut oil, or even use it as a syrup. And then also with the skin, that's my favorite part again. With the skin, when you've got dehydrated skin, you can just use small amounts of coconut oil just to get your skin, to give your skin that glow, you know, and also to help with the dehydration. And then when you've got dry skin, now that's where you need coconut oil, because coconut oil is very good with dry skin. It has a vitamin called the vitamin K and E. It also has vitamin C, which K and E, they are actually good for the glow and also for that dryness. It helps minimize that dryness. And then with the C, then you also, now you are taking the scars in the face. So you can actually get a lot with the coconut oil. People should buy those products. And also, let me not forget, for the hair as well. It actually helps to improve that growth. And also, it remember I spoke about the bacteria that's found in the hair. Also, the dandruff, it actually minimizes that, because remember the dandruff, it's also caused by the dryness of the skin. So when you apply coconut oil, you also help to minimize the dryness on your scalp, and also it can promote growth.
So now, some of the challenges that you're having as a business person in South Africa is not having access to machine, which will cut obviously labor hours from 24 hours turnaround time to only an hour, and you can produce even more, and then you can service even more clients. What are some of the other challenges that you are facing as a business?
Okay, as a small business, it would be educating individuals or people trusting in black people. To be specific, because I'm a black black woman. You find in some cases you go into maybe a certain school and you pitching your product. They will be like doubting you, maybe if you have come with another color or race. They'll trust you, which is in most cases they do that.
Which is a sad story, right?
Which is a sad story, but I'm facing that. It's a very, very, very big challenge in my business for people to trust in a young black women. But in most cases, like your innovation hub, they believed in me, in the brand, and your developing essay, they also supporting the business very well with access to markets and all that.
So education is one of the problems that you are facing. What else? What other challenge are you facing as an entrepreneur running a small business?
Yeah, it's totally that and capital, because we don't have a lot of capital to just but most of the things mm-hmm. are being taken care of by Innovation Hub and Developing SA.
So it's
actually minimizing the challenge. So the biggest challenge now is the raw material part of it, importing the coconuts into South Africa. It's the biggest challenge now, plus education in people about the product.
What I like and what's interesting is that, I mean, no one invested in the business, right? When you started out, but you went on, you found the product, you learned the process.
Yes.
You started manufacturing. You are servicing about 60 clients a week.
Yes.
And at this point in your entrepreneurial journey, what are some key principles that you've learned about entrepreneurship that you'd say, you know, someone out there that wants to start and do something or to pursue their passion in the business industry, what are some of the things that they need to take note of?
Okay, as for me, I have three things that actually works for me.
Sure.
One, I'm doing affirmations every day. I do affirmations. It's believing in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, you don't have to expect a next person to believe in you, because you don't actually believe in yourself. So believing in yourself and actually telling Uphumzile ukuthi you are the winner, you are whatever that you want in your life or to attract in your life. So doing affirmations is very important for an individual that is looking into to boost their confidence or start a business, and to take action. Because you can actually speak and say, maybe procrastinate and say, I'll do it next year, I'll do it next month, next month, next month. And then the year is over. You have not done whatever that you plan to do. So taking action, number two, it's very, very important as an individual. Think of something, do it, fail if you fail. Mm-hmm. And think of another one, do it, fail. You will get that one thing that you will actually win, or you'd actually do it right. So the time or maybe having that fear with you, what if I fail? Like as for me, what if I thought that the coconut oil will actually not work in my son's skin? He would actually having the eczema, like as we speak, and suffering from that skin condition. So I've learned that you have to take action as soon as possible. Think of an idea today. Go out, do your market research. Maybe ask around, Gina, how about we go around and sell popcorns? Do you think people will love the idea? And do it, and you fail if you fail. And then if you succeed, you succeed. But the aim is to do it. And then number three is to actually take control. Take control of your emotions. Don't actually allow individuals to come. They will come. They will come and tell you that, you know what, Phumzile, you are actually short, and you are black
enough,
and you are good enough. You are not good enough. Mm-hmm. You don't have money, and have that, and or maybe enforce that fear in you that you're actually not going to make it. I've faced that. Once another man just came to me, and I just won the APSA competition at Ekase Summit. I was very excited. I'm like, yo, okay, wow, all right, yo, mama, what's really happening? But the guy came, and I'm like, okay, I thought maybe he was coming to actually congratulate me. He told me that, you know what, you are into a business of big people. And I'm like, okay, what is he saying? And as for you, I'm very small. You're from a township, right? Like, yes. And you know, as township people from the township, we don't actually speak that good English, or we don't have that good accent. So he told me the way I won't make it, and the way I will never ever succeed, and the way I won't even get an investor, someone who will actually want to invest in this business. What I actually need is him by my side, and I'll make it. If not, alone, I won't make it. So not allowing, taking control of your emotions and believing in yourself and telling yourself, you know what, you will come with your whatever things in my life, I'm not going to take that. Mm. So you take control of Upumzile and what Upumzile have to take in and what Upumzile has not doesn't have to take in.
Sure.
So for me, taking control of your emotions and your life, not procrastinating, taking action and believing in yourself, that's what works for me. Mm. And that's what I've learned, and other reading from your DJ's book Art of Hustling.
Okay.
I've learned that as well, and he's actually confirming that. Yes.
So in terms of education and some of the mentors that you've had over the years, you know, and some of the books that have helped you as an entrepreneur, that's what we're going to touch on after this short break. All right, you are still with the Youth Leadership Platform, and we are joined today by Phumzile Mthembu and Gina Shabangu, who are both businesswomen who are running a business in manufacturing coconut oil and organic products. They were just taking us through some of the challenges that they've had as businesses and some of the things that we can learn from their entrepreneurial journey. However, right now we're going to take a bit of a side turn and get into something also very much interesting from another entrepreneur who is the founder and editor-in-chief of Editor Plus. Welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform, Leroy.
Hi, how are you?
Awesome. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Awesome. We are happy to have you on the show.
Yes, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So we are looking at 2019 fashion trends, since you are the fashionista who has the know-how about what's happening. And kindly take us through some of the trends that you are envisioning or have seen that will pop in 2019.
I think if we look back at SA Fashion Week, recently, the autumn winter 19 collection, I think what we saw was the use of textiles, but prints as well. I think, you know, just if you think of layering,
yes,
I think that will be, well, I hope that will be quite a big thing, because I think it will also kind of push people's boundaries in terms of, you know, exploring fashion. I think, you know, nowadays it's time that us as people, us as youngsters, we help encourage people to explore the fashion realm, that it's just not, you know, a jeans and a shirt and you can go to the office, but, you know, to kind of, I don't know, just put on a really nice avant-garde look, but still look presentable to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely print, definitely textile, but also the use of color. And I think that the people that do it really well is Tebe Magugu and Richard Mnisi.
Interesting. Tastemakers, right?
Yeah. I think that they are just phenomenal in what they do. And, you know, the whole gender breaking of fashion, you know, gender fluidity, it's just, it's phenomenal what they're doing.
Interesting. What else can we expect?
Well, you see, if you look locally, I think coats. I love coats. And I think that's something that we can look forward to, especially in winter time. I think this winter might be very cold. So coats will be a big thing, hopefully.
Interesting.
I think more of your, like, very big, like, how can I put it? If I say your oversized weird cut shirts and stuff, I think that'll be quite nice. And I think men wearing skirts, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
In Menlyn Mall or Sandton City or something, and, you know, there's a guy in a skirt and he's proudly wearing that skirt.
We're gonna see a lot of pioneering stuff there.
I hope so. You know, I think it's just, it's one of those things where, you know, it's not difficult to kind of like think of the future trends and stuff, but I think it's something that we can discuss now, and I think it's something that we should, you know, propose to society,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, let's break the norms when it comes to fashion. Let's be individuals, you know, let's not conform to society.
So is that your general take on fashion, that it has to be a reflection of quite a broad spectrum of different political, theological, or otherwise ideologies that people have for themselves or in their lives?
I think for me personally, I think you know, that's just something that I would love to see. You know, I'm always surrounded by people that are very individual, and, you know, they are to themselves, and that's what makes them so unique, and I think that's what draws me to them. I think if I look at, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to put you on the spot now, but you personally, you know, what drew me to want to, you know, kind of chat to you and get to know you is, you know, the fact is that I saw you in this beautiful green skirt and a yellow, like a mustard polo neck, and I loved it, and I was like, that person I need to get to know, because he's breaking the norms when it comes to fashion.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so now you're running, your business is mostly online, right?
Yeah.
And we are seeing, print is falling quite drastically with some of the changes and some of the offices that have closed down, and companies really that are suffering right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think companies, especially to keep editorial work and, you know, this medium for fashion to exist in alive, what are some of the innovative ideas that they need to bring in order to survive this, I don't know, scourge, so to speak?
I think collaboration. Collaboration is key to any art form. I was privileged enough to be part of the Art Direction Master Program, and one of the things that they did discuss is collaboration. You know, and how key collaboration is in terms of the industry that we're in. If you look at how I do my editorial work, is I always find those photographers or those models online, and I message them and say, hey, I would love to photograph you. Are you keen on collaborating with me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about coming up with concepts, how I send briefs as well. I use platforms like Slack and Paste, you know, in order for me to share my work with people. When it comes to putting tasks together, you know, using Todoist and, you know, with that connecting Dropbox, and everything. So even with the people that work in my team as well, mm-hmm. you know, we are all over the show, whether it be in Pretoria, Johannesburg, Cape Town, we everywhere. And it's just become such an easy thing. The only time where we actually are together is if we have to have a meeting, and I can easily just say, hey guys, let's call into Skype and have a conference call. Done. You know, I'm also a very big firm believer in technology, and I think companies need to embrace technology and mm-hmm. embrace freelancers and embrace collaboration.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, you know, it will also help them save money, because you're paying for a building or you're renting an office space, whereas you could work a home office, you know, but you have your daily tasks that need to get done, and you can ensure that the team gets it done. And also, if you don't do your task, you don't get paid.
Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. Some innovative and millennial ways of approaching doing business in the 21st century. Thank you so much for joining us on the Youth Leadership Platform. And I mean, as a young leader and someone in the entrepreneurship space, what kind of messaging would you want to leave to people that follow Editor Plus or that are learning about it now and learning about you as well?
I think personally, a message that I would like to say to them is that the publication is for the people. You know, if you are an artist, if you're a photographer, if you're a young designer and, you know, you'd love your work to be showcased, you know, send me an email, you know, follow our Instagram pages and message me on there. And I'm always willing to help. I'm always willing to build their brand, you know, and help them, because at the end of the day, it takes one person to help you. And, you know, one person helped me. So this is my way of paying it forward.
Wow. Thank you so much, Leroy, for joining us on the Youth Leadership Platform. All the best with your platform. And how can people get in touch with you on social media platforms?
Well, they can follow me on Instagram. My handle is @agape_UG. And yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Leroy from Editor-in-Chief of Editor Plus. Coming back to studio for, I guess, the roundup or the home run of today's conversation. So, Phumzile, what are some of the books that have helped shape you as an entrepreneur that when you read, you're like, you know, I'm going to apply this, I'm going to do this, and this has worked for me? You know, some of the things that you've learned as well from those books.
Okay, as an entrepreneur, I look up to DJ Spoo, since he's also an entrepreneur, and
sure,
I actually admire him, and I love him so much, especially in the way he does things. So I can actually say yes, so I read a lot of books from DJ Spoo.
Okay.
So the third one that he released last year, I'm done with it.
Wow.
So I'm actually waiting for him to release another one. So Leadership 2020, Under Construction, Billionaires Under Construction,
sure,
yes, and The Art of Hustling. So DJ Spoo is actually doing things for me. So
yeah,
he's actually one of the people that I read from.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also read a lot of listen to a lot of audios,
sure,
online and entrepreneurial.
Do you have any specific leaders that you tune to a lot of
okay,
the time?
Some of them I don't know of them,
okay,
because I just download anything that goes with entrepreneurship and how to have that mindset and everything that is actually looking good in my eyes, and
sure,
I think, you know what, this is actually going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them I don't know their names and who, but I actually learn a lot from them, and the book called Wisdom as well.
Okay.
I'm also reading that now.
Interesting. Gina, yourself?
Yeah. I'm also like her. I read a lot of things. But one book that I keep on going back to, it is Without Rival. Without Rival, yeah.
Written by
who? Gosh.
You can't remember the author.
Yes.
Okay, okay,
but,
that's okay.
But it's more, I think women should just get that book. It's about you as a woman finding your identity.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I love that book. I also love reading Steve Harvey.
Sure.
There's a lot of books that I've read. I also like Ama readings got John Kani.
Okay.
I also like to read historical books. I actually don't have a specific thing that I pay my attention to.
Sure.
I'm just a person who likes to read a lot of different books.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I'm going to get something from that book.
Sure.
But recently, coconut oil has been one thing that I study a lot about.
Sure.
But
sure,
then again, I like reading the Bible.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. There's a lot that you can get from the Bible, huh?
Sure. Of course. Yeah. Of course. Of course. So what would be your parting message? Having spoken and dropped pearls of wisdom to our listeners, what would be the messaging that you'd like to leave with them, and what would you like to say to your 13-year-old self?
I would actually say, believe, sisters, believe in yourself, believe that you can. You can. I did it as a woman, and now I'm actually seeing the light, if I can say that.
Sure.
But
sure.
Believe my sister, and Inwiti will be launching
mm-hmm.
all our product, our range, on the 20th April
okay.
this year.
Okay.
Yes, and then yeah, believe. I would say just believe in yourself as an entrepreneur or as an individual. Just believe in yourself. You can actually achieve a lot.
Interesting.
Yes.
And with me, I would say know yourself.
Okay.
Know who you are, where are you from, and where are you going? There's a lot of things that you can find out about yourself if you look where you come from. And there's so much that you can, like, you'll see a lot of potential that you have. And focus. Forget about your friends. Forget about
everything else.
Yes, sure. Just focus.
How do people get in touch with you?
They can call me. Straight.
Okay. I'd rather we do social media stuff, okay, so that they you don't get stalkers.
Yay,
like that.
Yay, because people do things.
Yeah, of course.
So they can like our page on Facebook. Okay. It's Ingweti Organic Products.
Okay.
And we also have a Twitter. It's at Ingweti 3.
Okay.
Yes. So those are our social media pages.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we also have our personal Facebooks, but Ingweti, it's on Facebook.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I'm a bad, bad, bad person. What does Ingweti mean?
Ingweti means an expert or a perfectionist. So
wow.
We are perfectionists in the manufacturing industry. We're actually coming. Actually, people who are manufacturing, they need to look out. Watch out. We are coming in. We are coming to disrupt the manufacturing industry.
Sure, sure.
We'll be manufacturing a lot of things. Coconut oil is just part of Ingweti, but we're looking into manufacturing your avocado oil, tomato paste, and all that. Everything to be organic.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow. Well, all the best from us at the Youth Leadership Platform, and I think from the Cliff Central team. Thank you so much for coming through to the studio and sharing your journeys and your lessons that you've learned, and helping us really to send the positive messaging about how us as young people, we're not lazy, you know.
Yes.
Contrary to common belief, that we want things to be done for us and things to be given on a silver platter.
Yes.
Here you are, without funding, coming from a township, with a lot of disadvantages, few resources, but you started something, you are passionate about it, you're seeing it through, you're having a clientele, you're planning to grow as well, which is very inspiring. It's at Simply Bongani across all social media platforms. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Youth Leadership Platform, and thank you really for being part of the journey of the Youth Leadership Platform from inception to date. For us at the Youth Leadership Platform, it is good day and God bless.
This is CliffCentral.com.